This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just need to not like have devastating injuries this season. What would define a good season for the 49ers this year? And what should expectations be? Well, Kyle Shanahan kind of touched on it in an interview with SiriusXM Radio earlier in the week. Take a listen.
When we got here in 17, we knew we had a roster that we really had to completely change over. And, you know, in the first year, you know, we changed 10 out of 11 guys on offense. You know, Joe Staley was the only one who remained. And on defense, we did 8 out of 11. So we had a big turnover, and we did it all with draft picks. And to me, you know, you don't hit on every draft pick, but we hit on a lot, and we got some difference makers in there, and that kind of became the core of our group from 19 all the way till now. And we brought in a couple different people with Christian and Trent that we did through trades, but everyone else has kind of been homegrown and through the draft. And fortunately, we've been able to keep some of those guys, and that's to me the biggest difference between now and 17 is that some of these guys that have been here are still here, and we got a group of players, you know, whether it's 5, whether it's 7, whatever it is, that are difference makers, some borderline Hall of Fame players too. But when you look at the rest of the roster, that's what reminds me a little bit more of 17 and 18, that we need to add a bunch of youth. We need to get guys who are younger, you know, so obviously we can afford to keep some of these players, also having to pay a quarterback and things like that. So whenever that happens, you do depend on young guys. But when you get young guys, it also makes it a little bit more built to last. And we're kind of in between in those areas, because when you got guys like Christian, guys like Trent, Bosa, Fred, I mean, there's a number of them, it's hard to kind of say that you're rebuilding, because you got guys there who can't carry you. But in the NFL, it doesn't matter how good those stars are, you got to have the right type of team. And we know we got some young guys that haven't done it yet, but that's what's so big about this year. It's what's so big about camp, is we're finding out a lot about these guys every day. And it'll be interesting who ends up being a part of our 53, which to me is more open now than it's been in about 6 years. But even on day one, that's not going to be it. Like week one, I expect our team in week 12, week 13 to look a lot different than it did in week one. And my whole goal is that we get better throughout the year and find a way to hopefully get into those playoffs. And once you get into those playoffs, then you got a chance at anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kyle Shanahan on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Joe, when you heard that, did that kind of shift your expectations of what the Niners are going to be this year?
Not
or
at all.
Did that double down your feeling already?
No, it didn't. He said what I already kind of knew. It's a team in transition. You know, you can't be great forever. And I just think that everybody thinks that you should just be competing for championships year after year after year. There's cycles. Like right now, the Giants are clearly not competing for championships in baseball. You know, the Warriors, because of some very important star players, they're in that championship zone, but they weren't a year ago. I didn't think they were in that championship zone. It was like, can you kind of just make the playoffs and make some noise? That literally was what I said about the Warriors last year. Okay. Now heading into this year, I'm a little like, I want more, because I believe higher of Jimmy than I did of Andrew Wiggins and who they gave up to get Jimmy Butler. So, you know, my whole mindset is recalibrated. I think that the Niners currently are going through something that a lot of teams go through. Let's start with the quarterback and the head coach. We all think Brock's good. Brock's really good. But we know he's not one of those top five guys. And that's not a knock on him. There's 26, 7 other guys who aren't either, right? Those guys are very unique.
We've learned that he is a tier 2 quarterback.
Forget the tiers, right? There's Joe Montana, right, in this era, the 80s, right? Do you know how good Boomer Esiason was, even though he wasn't even close to Joe Montana?
Won an MVP.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was an awesome player. But there's a difference between Joe Montana, John Elway, Dan Marino, and then that next group of guys, Boomer Esiason. You can win a lot of games and go really deep with a guy like Boomer Esiason. And so I think really highly of Brock Purdy. And I think that the Niners, very similar to this team. Now, this team won the Super Bowl. It reminds me a lot of the Flacco Ravens. And where I'm going at is that once you have that quarterback making a rookie deal, you're able to afford all of these other players, T. Sizzle, Ray Lewis at the end of his career, and Ed Reed, and Anquan Boldin, and you can build this really, 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 really good team.
Ray Rice.
And he fits perfectly on that team. Perfectly. And had an unbelievable, magical run and was a really good player and earned the money that he got. And then they ended up paying him. Well, the same offseason they paid him, Ed Reed went to the Jets. Ray Lewis retired. Sizzle stayed, but he got hurt and it wasn't the same. And Anquan Boldin got traded. And those are just a handful of the financial ramifications of having to pay the quarterback. And I look at what the Baltimore Ravens did after that, and it kind of mirrors what the Niners did last year. It was like the next year they went 8-8. It was a down year. It just was. And then in 2014, after the 2013 season of going 8-8, they're back at 10-6, and they're kind of in that fringe playoff zone, and they end up getting into the wild card. That's the template for what the Niners are looking for this year. That's exactly, and I'm just using that one team as an example, right? And it's like, you got to kind of build this thing back up. You got to make some draft picks. You got to hit. You got to find some guys. You got to develop. You got to kind of re-tinker with your team. You're not the Chiefs. Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're old-timers.
Yeah.
That's not a knock on Brock and Shanahan. Like, it's not at all. You've got some all-time players in Kittle and Bosa and Warner, and you that doesn't make a team, though. You got to build the team around them. And so he makes these statements, and I think everyone's like, whoa, we're not that? Like, yeah, guys, we were 6-11 for a reason last year. Go back and watch the games. We had a lot of holes. Your defense couldn't stop a soul. So I think this is the natural transition of a lot of teams in the NFL. I don't think this speaks negative toward the head coach, toward team building, or toward the quarterback. I don't think this is an outlandish thing for the head coach to say, and I defend him on this.
I don't think it's outlandish, but I do think he is kind of stoking the flames early a little bit here at the campfire. He's getting everyone prepared. He's starting to set it up for the expectations that, hey, you know, guys, maybe we're not going to be as good as we were in the last couple seasons. I mean, last year they weren't, but the expectations are shifting. And I'm just questioning patience level with 49ers fans with this. Their patience.
Well, they won't have any patience, Joe. Like, it's the NFL.
Well, then why say these things? Like,
because he's being as honest as he can.
Sometimes I don't want you to be honest, though. Like, sometimes.
Would you rather him say we're Super Bowl contenders?
No, don't
you even. You under-promise and you over-deliver.
Well, I'm going to say this. Like, if they are what he says, that they're going to be closer to 2017 and 18 when they were god-awful, like, with a handful of guys that, let's be honest.
Well, 2018, they lost their quarterback for the whole year.
I know. I hear that. But at the same time, we're talking about Brock Purdy having to carry this team right now, and people have question marks about that when it comes to the skill position players, when it comes to Ricky Pearsall, when it comes to whether Brandon Ayuk can come back, Juwan Jennings, what's going on there? I don't know. You have George Kittle, obviously, Christian McCaffrey. So that's why I know he's not saying, like, hey, we got a handful of guys that are borderline Hall of Famers right now, and then it's wide open. So that's why I do think they are the biggest. The Niners are the biggest question mark in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm just questioning.
But where is the patience level? But no, where is he inaccurate on what he said, though? Forget the patience level. Where what he said? Where is that inaccurate based off what we know about this team?
Well, I would like to say, like, the expectations for this team is still to get to the playoffs and to compete and be a playoff.
Those are his expectations internally. He asked him where his team is at, and he gave a pretty candid answer, which is like, hey, we've got these all-time players, and then we've got a bunch of unknowns, which I think is literally spot on.
I mean, it just feels like if you were in a Super Bowl window just recently, and you feel like that window's closed, right, and now you're developing, you're bringing in new players. I just am curious if we're all in agreement, if there's a lot of Niner fans like, yeah, you know, I don't think we'll be as good this year, but yeah, if we get some development in the young guys, then maybe next year we'll be back. You guys say that now. Let's talk again mid-November and the team has two wins.
Well, that's how football is. If you have two wins, no, that's a very big disappointment.
But we're talking about it now, so I don't want to hear the complaining halfway through the season.
But that's what
if
we
you're
do.
All gonna
I
mean, say
that's
we're, what we do. No,
in
I'm not
football,
gonna allow
that's
that
what
this
we
year
do.
Then. No.
What do you mean no?
What do you mean no? So if they suck this year, then he should be on the hot seat and we should be determining whether we should keep him around or not. Is that what you're saying?
Say that again.
If this team is not very good and they're under 500 this year, then I don't want to hear at the end of the season, oh, let's get rid of him, when we were all in agreement that you're going to take your lumps
this
season.
Well, what does it look like? Like, I think it just saying that, you know, without knowing, like,
compared it to 2017 and 18 when they were bad. I could only go off that. They were a bad team in 2017 and 18 in transition, trying to compete.
Okay,
and
are they in transition?
How can you be in transition if you have like five borderline Hall of Fame players or however many?
Is Trent in his prime?
He's still a top five left tackle.
No. I'm asking, is he
in
his prime?
I don't care if he's in his prime. He's a top five left tackle in the league still.
Well, he didn't play like it last year.
Okay, I still think he is.
Okay, but
ask Baldy, I think he'll still tell you he's a top five left tackle in the league. Ask Greg Cosell, I think he'll still tell you he's a top five left tackle in the league.
I don't know. Maybe he is. He missed like six games last year.
Christian McCaffrey, right? Apparently, by all accounts, he looks like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
according
he played
to Kyle
three
Shanahan.
Games last year.
Shanahan's telling me he looks like Christian McCaffrey. So just judging off joint practices yesterday and how he's looked, he's saying he's looked like him. But yeah, there's a big question mark there. If he's healthy, it's top two, three running back in the NFL.
Name me a team that is ready to fire their coach because they don't make the playoffs when they have eight or nine spots up for grabs as starters.
I'm not saying that they're going to fire Shanahan at the end of the season, but there's a chance we get out of it, and then he's going to be on the hot seat because fans are disappointed. They're upset how the season looks. But we're talking about on August 15th that we're all in agreement that Shanahan's telling us that it's not good enough. So are we accepting it or not? I don't know. That's what I'm getting at here, Joe. It's like we do this every year.
Yeah, because we're illogical football fans, and football makes us irrational. How is that surprising to you?
When we're talking about Kyle Shanahan going to two Super Bowls, and he doesn't believe, and you're saying it. He's telling us he doesn't believe this is a Super Bowl
team,
and right?
I don't either.
Okay, so are you going to be getting on him at the end of the season if they're 7-10? If they're 6-11?
What does it look like? What are the situations? You know, like when this team was humming, if they were 13-1, hypothetically, and they're playing a game down the stretch to get the number one seed, and you know you're crossing the 40, and you don't go for it on 4th-and-1, and you trot Jake Moody out there, and he misses a kick, and then they get the ball, and they come down and win, and then you lose home field advantage. We'll all be furious, even though the team's 13.
The players just weren't good enough. I mean, it's you blame it on the players. I mean, we had to take our lumps this season.
But this is what sports fans do. I mean, this is what we do. So, right now, I think it's the smart move. It's the calculated move by Kyle Shanahan to assess where your team is and to undersell, over-deliver, and that way, like, it just it puts things in line. He knew going into last, like, hey, when you're spending the money that we're spending and we've got all these guys in their prime and they're all healthy for the most part, like, yeah, we think we're a Super Bowl contender. Well, now I don't. I'm recalibrating a little. I'm clicking it down a little. And he's probably doing that for a self-preservation in some, you know, unconscious way. But it is what it is. Like, you're not going to compete every single year for a title. I know we want to say that.
49ers fans, I want to gauge your patience level with this team heading into this season. If they're going to be what Kyle Shanahan kind of sounds like in its rebuilding, retooling kind of a situation, and they're going to have some tough losses, how patient are you going to be this season? I get it. And it sounds insane. I know, because I'm with you, Joe. Football's different. There's not as many games. We're fans are irrational in general, but if we're preaching patience this season, I truly want to test said patience with some of the fans right now on August 15th before the season has actually started. 888-957-9570. Are you going to be patient with this team this year, Niner fans? And has Kyle Shanahan kind of, you know, I'm not going to say earned the right, because what has anyone earned in the NFL? Like, it's not for long. Like, we've seen it with the Philadelphia Eagles. Doug Peterson could have won a Super Bowl, and then a year or two later, he's gone like that. First Super Bowl in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, he was gone like that. So I'm not going to say, has he earned the right to do this? But I'm just questioning whether or not we're going to be able to handle this season accordingly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.